أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, in tonight's Tarawih, with the help and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have completed a very beautiful surah of the Qur'an, namely Suratul Hajj, which was revealed in the blessed land of Medina Mubarakah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses some pertinent topics that relate to a person's life. The opening topic of the surah is the topic on the horrifying and terrifying conditions that will prevail on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns you and I of that great day that will come. Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqu rabbakum. O man, fear ya Allah. Fear your creator. Inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. For indeed, the quakes and the tremors that will shake the earth on the day of Qiyamah will be very, very severe. Yawma tarawnaha tadhhalu kullu murdi'ah. Allah then describes the conditions and the horrifying and terrifying conditions of that day. The day when you will witness that a nursing mother will neglect her suckling infant and she will forget about a child. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And every pregnant woman will abort her child. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. And then Allah says, you will see people to be in a drunken stupor. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. But they are not drunk. Rather they are sober. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Rather, it is because the azab of Allah is very, very intense. The first opening verse of tonight's Tarawih, Allah states, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. O man, Qiyamah is drawing nearer. The hour is drawing closer. Yet you are totally heedless in a deep sleep and slumber. Nabi alayhi salam has said, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةُ كَهَاتَيْنِ. I have come in this world, and Qiyamah also has come, like these two fingers of mine's. And then he indicated with his two fingers, showing the closeness of the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions various ayat speaking about the horrifying conditions that will prevail on the day of Qiyamah. Amidst those horrifying conditions, Malaika of Allah will be saying, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. O Allah, glory be to you. O Allah, glory be to you. Anbiya alayhi salam will be making one dua, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim. O Allah, grant us ease, grant us peace, save us from these difficult conditions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the day of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salam tells you and I, O my ummah, ittaqu an-nar. Fear the scorching heat of Jahannam. By latching on one righteous deed of yours, even though it may be very small, very insignificant according to you, walau bi shiqqi tamrah, by giving a half date in charity, which you may trivialize and regard as insignificant. But whatever deed you do in this world, that will come to your salvation on the day of Qiyamah. اِتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, in the next page, Allah addresses mankind in general saying, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِنَ الْبَعْثِ. O man, if you are in a doubt regarding the concept of life after death, and you find difficulty in understanding this concept, then remember your beginning. What were you before you came into existence? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then discusses some of the stages of the development of an embryo in the womb of the mother and the different phases that the embryo goes through. Firstly, being in the form of a nutfah, a drop of fluid, then transformed into an alaqa, a blood cloth, then changes into a mudghah, the form of a chewed piece of flesh. And look at the beauty of the Qur'an, that these stages of the development of a child's body in the womb of the mother, this has only been discovered 200 or 300 years ago, after the various equipment and machinery were invented. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than 1400 years ago, explains to us in detail the different phases that an embryo goes through, and the different stages of the development of the child's body in the womb of the mother. And subhanallah, if you look at the image that comes out in the scans nowadays, it precisely and accurately fits the description mentioned in the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to our beginning, what we were in the past, and then how Allah created you and I. So can you then doubt the majesty and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can you ever think that Allah does not have the ability to recreate you? This is the real meaning of a Rabb. This word Rabb is one of those powerful Quranic words that is repeated more than 800 times in the Quran. And daily we recite, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Rabbana hablana. Ulama have mentioned, what is the real meaning of Rabb? Rabb refers to that being who brings someone from nothing. He never exists. There was no mention of him. And then Allah brings him into something. Allah creates him, brings him into existence, takes care of him whilst he was in the womb of his mother. Then at the time of childbirth, after that, post-childbirth, Allah takes care of him, nurtures him, brings him up. And then Allah tells you, insan, you then have the audacity to reject and deny my power. You then have the ability to say that there's no person who is no, there's no such thing as the existence of God. How do you dare have the ability to reject and deny the oneness of Allah when Allah has done so much for you? Very beautifully, the Arab poet has mentioned, وَعَجَبًا كَيْفَ يُعْصَى الْإِلَهُ أَمْ كَيْفَ يَجْحَدُهُ الْجَاحِدُ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ آيَةُ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدُ. How amazing that man has the audacity to reject and deny the oneness and the existence of Allah and to reject the favors of Allah. Whereas in every single thing, there is a sign that clearly indicates towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after trying to prove to us His power to recreate us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves on and comes to the topic of Hajj. وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. Allah states that, remember, we have shown Ibrahim alayhi salam the location where to build my great home, known as the Kaaba or Baytullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam, upon building this Kaaba, to then announce to the entire creation of Allah to come and perform Hajj or Umrah around the Kaaba. Ibn Kathir rahimullah writes under the commentary of this verse, Ibrahim alayhi salam addressed Allah saying, "O Allah, how am I going to make my voice reach the entire creation? If I call out and scream, perhaps my voice may reach the outskirts of Makkah. How would my voice reach the entire world?" Allah tells him, "Ibrahim, you go ahead. You do what we have told you to do, and we will make the message reach." So Ibrahim alayhi salam climbed the mountain of Safa. And according to some ulama, the mount of Abu Qubais. And then he stood on the peak of this mountain. And he announced to the entire creation of Allah, jinnat, insan, the angels, the animals, the insects, all creatures. What was his announcement? Ibrahim Khalilullah. O mankind, Allah has ordered you to come and perform the pilgrimage. So therefore respond to the call of Allah. Ulama explain that all our souls that were kept in Alamul Arwah prior to coming into this world, every ruh that was given the tawfiq to perform Hajj in this world responded to the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam saying, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. And according to the number that the ruh responded, that is the time, that is the amount of times that Allah will give this person the tawfiq to perform Hajj and Umrah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, remember, the holy land of Makkah Mukarramah is very, very sacred in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever respects the dignity and the sanctity and the honor of this place, then that is part of taqwa. Whoever shows importance and respects the sanctity of this sacred area of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is part of the piety of heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then emphasizes the showing of importance to the various rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to grant us the tawfiq to make abundant of Umrah and Hajj. And again, we should recite this dua, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. That comes in the first para. O Allah, show us our rituals by taking us for Hajj and Umrah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the Hajj and Umrah of all those who will be intending to perform Hajj and Umrah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallahi bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.